In Florida, some of the most closely watched contests are two congressional races. They're in districts represented by Lincoln and Mario Diaz-Balart. They are two brothers who represent South Florida's Cuban-American community, a community that has been reliably Republican. Now, as NPR's Greg Allen reports, Democrats believe that the Republican bloc may be crumbling.
Since the era of Ronald Reagan, there have been few groups in Florida more reliably Republican than Cuban Americans. Because of that, the congressional districts representing the southern tip of the state have long been considered safe Republican seats, but no longer.
We're going to win this thing.
At a rally today in Miami Beach, Democrat Joe Garcia made his pitch to union members. Garcia is trying to unseat three-term Republican Congressman Mario Diaz-Balart. Along with his brother Lincoln, he's one of two Diaz-Balarts representing South Florida in Congress. If it wasn't already clear, the Diaz-Balarts come from a political family. Their father, Rafael, was the majority leader in Cuba's House of Representatives before the revolution. At an early voting site in Miami, Diaz-Balart works a crowd of supporters. With his brother, he's long been a leading voice in advocating a hardline policy against the Castro regime. Because of that, he's had to fight charges that he's a single-issue politician. He says he's proud of his record in speaking out for human rights in Cuba.
That doesn't take away from the fact that I've also gotten a lot of other things done, such as, again, what the Miami Herald said recently about the billions of dollars that I've brought for this community in important projects, helping to get jobs here. My record speaks for itself.
Surprisingly, though, except on Spanish language radio, the issue of Cuba has not come up much in this or in the other congressional campaigns in South Florida. That's because here, as across the country, there's one issue that's front and center, the economy. Challenger Joe Garcia.
We have the worst foreclosure rate in the nation. We have the highest unemployment pickup in the state. We are in a very tough place, and it's time for people to decide, do you want more of the same or do you want to change?
Democrats are benefiting from the Obama campaign's strong presence in Florida and the increase in party registrations among Hispanics. Those factors, combined with President Bush's low approval rating, make this the toughest race Mario Diaz-Balart has faced since taking office 6 years ago. And his campaign ads show it.
Who is Joe Garcia? Enron's convicted CEO said.
Joe Garcia was on our short list of people we'd be quite comfortable with.
Joe Garcia.
Garcia is the former head of the Democratic Party in Miami-Dade County. In his attack ads, Diaz-Balart reached back 7 years when Garcia was a member of the State Utility Commission and former Enron chairman Ken Lay contacted him about a possible position with the Federal Energy Regulatory Commission. That's put Garcia on the defensive, forcing him to deal with the charges in TV ads and on the stump.
My new name is Enron Joe. I never worked for Enron. I never had a job with it. I never even interviewed with Enron. I'm Enron Joe. They're saying I'm going to raise taxes and all this stuff. It's all lies.
For his part, Garcia has worked to link Diaz-Balart with President Bush, and it's a strategy that's worked. Polls show the race now is a toss-up. Next door in the 21st Congressional District, after serving 15 years in Congress, Lincoln Diaz-Balart is trying to hold off a well-funded challenge by longtime Hialeah Mayor Raul Martinez. Even though he's a Democrat, Martinez is popular in the Cuban-American community, even among Republicans like Ivan Little. At an early voting site in Miami, Little said he voted for John McCain, but not for Lincoln Diaz-Balart.
This time, I want to give a chance to Raul Martinez to see what he can do for it. I want to see a change, you know.
For the first time in years, it's possible. Polls show this race, like the one in the 25th Congressional District, is too close to call. Greg Allen, NPR News, Miami.